Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
I will say the way I took the Green Bay game for Joe is he was bad enough that I thought in game they would have been justified benching Joe. And not like they did where, oh, we just got to get him out on the field again in the Baltimore game.
Right.
But furthermore, I think if they had lost that game 10-0 is the way it felt like it was going for 56 minutes.
In which I wrote on X that it felt like it was a 30-0 deficit.
Yeah, I kind of feel like this would be Dylan Gabriel week.
Yeah,
I really do. Like, I think it makes sense to me. It does. I can't fight. Hey, we just won a game. You don't bench your starting quarterback after you win a game, especially one that it felt like you might have some juice on it. We'll send him out there against Detroit. I think we're week to week now. I think we should be week to week because Albert, and I thought Albert did such an awesome point at breaking this down. There's going to Dylan Gabriel because you have to evaluate him, which is one message to the team. The other is you need a spark.
Yes.
And if you can't muster, get back to where the first 2 weeks of the season you were at least averaging 16.5 points per game. If you can't get back to at least that this week against a very good defense who just kicked the crap out of Baltimore. Baltimore still scored 24, by the way. It was close
right.
Going to the fourth quarter. But if you can't muster 17 points this weekend, I don't know how you don't consider going to Dylan Gabriel very seriously for the Minnesota game.
Well, and that's where I was really at with this. I just wanted Joe to get you through like the most difficult part of the schedule, and that was Baltimore, Green Bay, Detroit. And I'm not saying that like all of a sudden the Vikings becomes a cupcake trip across the pond, but like there are, and that's why I asked Albert last segment, you know, where is there a good spot in the schedule to make this transition from Joe to Dylan? And for me, I think that that transition now is Miami October 19th.
Yeah, but I think you're basing that off of if you're going to the evaluation mode if there's a chance that he can spark the team, I think you really have to consider that.
Well,
because that might extend your winning window early in the season.
My point is, though, is I feel like the organizational view of it is if we play Dylan, it's for evaluation purposes, not because we're expecting him as a third-round pick to come out there and give us a spark and save our season.
I think that's
the lens with which I'm looking through the situation right now. And you, sometimes they're loyal to a fault. And, you know, for all the criticism the Browns get for the turbulence and things like that, sometimes they're loyal to a fault when it comes to veterans.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of think like with Joe, they're trying to like give that leash as much length as humanly possible here. And let's be honest about it. If they lose to Detroit and they fall to 1-3, okay, I would absolutely consider Dylan for the Minnesota game.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that no pressure, you're not at home, you know, all that. But Do you want him to come home and have to go to Pittsburgh next? Not really. Because, see, I'm all about setting this kid up to build confidence and success.
I'm all about seeing the kid. Like, if I'm not raising a child here.
But in some respects, are.
No, you're not. He's a grown man. He has 12 grandchildren. Well, he was in college for 75 years.
I'm not.
He's
speaking,
got his golden Buckeye card.
I'm not speaking. No, that's you.
Ouch.
I'm not speaking in literal terms. What I'm saying, he is a third-round rookie in the National Football League, and I think he's got a better chance to beat, like, the Miami Dolphins and the New England Patriots and the New York Jets than he does the Vikings and the Steelers. That's my whole point, because a win, right, he goes out there, he wins. I think that gives him confidence as a young NFL player, maybe not so much when it comes to the age.
You're lucky that this was a short segment. I have to hold on to my Dylan and Shador commentary for a minute there. 216-474-0092. Is there a perfect time to go to Dylan Gabriel? We'll ask that of Lance Reisland coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.